Thank you for calling customer service, Bernie. Yes, speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, good morning. I have already called once about this matter, and I need a little bit more information. Do you need my order number?
Let me have your zip code, please.
Okay, it is 29448.
One moment, please.
Sure.
Your name, please.
It's Carla Woodruff.
Ms. Woodrow, will you verify your address for me, please?
I sure will. It's 153 Creighton Street, Harleyville, South Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. I have located the transactions here. How may I help you?
Well, I called yesterday to find out what the charges were, and then I got home and the device was actually at the house.
Uh-huh.
And so since I'm not going to get the device or the contract to have something I can't get at my home because I live in rural county, I wondered where do if I send this back to Alter Gadget, 140 West 29th Street in Pueblo,
no,
Colorado?
No, ma'am. They're not going to accept it. They don't take any returns back. So
okay.
It's just yours to keep. But I do see where you were canceled. No more further charges going on, but the shipping is yours. It's just yours because that was what you paid the $7.95 for to have it shipped out.
Okay.
So it's nothing. They don't take products back. So.
So will the $56 and change get reimbursed on my card?
So let's see. That wasn't a refund. That was a cancellation. So you don't have anything going forward. Because it was a valid charge because you didn't cancel during the trial period. So that's how you
Well,
picked up
if
the
I
charge.
Didn't even have it, how could I have a trial period? Because I didn't authorize that.
No, yes, ma'am. So here's the thing. Most times you don't have it before the authorization is up because it's only 48 hours. Sometimes it takes 5 or 6 days for things to ship out through the Postal Service. So that's not an issue with that. A lot of times we have accounts that they haven't received the shipping yet, depending on their area. But the charge came from because in the terms and conditions, when you read those, it states to you that if you don't cancel in 2 days, 48 hours, that it automatically enrolls you up to the Gadget Club. That was stated in
well,
the terms and conditions section.
Well, I was under the impression since I hadn't got the gadget yet and I cannot use it, and she understood that when I talked to her, terms and conditions on the internet and fine print is bad business.
No, ma'am,
if you
it's
ask
not.
Me.
It's not fine print. It's all the same font. The same font as your name's in. The same font as reading anything else. So it's not bad business at all. It's just that if they when they're read, they are. You know, it does tell you they will cancel that for you.
So I should have immediately called back and said, oh, my goodness, I realize that I'm not, I don't have internet service, so I cannot get this gadget. So why am I even wasting my time and money?
Well, no, that was on its way anyways because you agreed to pay the $7.45 to have it done. We don't know that you didn't have internet to do it. I mean, that was something, that was a selection you made. However, the $56.95 has nothing to do with that $7.45 on that day other than not canceling in 48 hours.
Well, you do a good job at what you do, ripping off people. I'm just going to say that, and you have a good day.